Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 7th, 2020. This morning I will talk about the Christian paradox. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, we give thanks for the life and death of Jesus, who lived a humble life and bore our sins on the cross. Help us to practice humbleness and hospitality with all people. Help us to put on Christ's righteousness and defend your honor, not ours. Help us to pay our bills and our taxes, to turn the other cheek, to treat our enemies with love and respect, and to judge the actions, not the intentions, of those around us. In all that we do, help us to practice racial, ethnic, class, and gender equality. In the power of your Holy Spirit, may conflict and bickering and gossip end with us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 1 Peter 2, verse 24, we read, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Jesus teaches us to practice humility while pursuing righteousness, even if we suffer shame, persecution, and death, as he did on the cross. Because death is the penalty for sin, Jesus' righteous death on the cross allowed him to pay the penalty of our sin, and his resurrection identified him as the Son of God. This linking of sin to the penalty of death is critical in understanding Christ's atoning work on the cross. Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. Out of the 189 verses in the Bible that use this term, 89 are found in Ezekiel, which refer to the prophet himself. The term in Hebrew literally means Son of Adam. In the more famous passage in Daniel 7:13, however, the Hebrew expression is the more familiar Son of Man. Christ's atoning death runs against our usual assumption that our debt for sin is not against God, but against our neighbor. For example, discrimination, a form of persecution against our neighbor, results in tensions over racial, ethnic, class, and gender equality, as the Apostle Paul taught. In Galatians 3, 27 and 28 we read, For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is no Jew nor Greek, racial or ethnic equality. There is no slave or free, economic equality. There is no male or female, gender equality. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Being one in Christ means that we model our lives after Christ's humble life and death, so that humility replaces pride, discrimination, and persecution in our own lives, as evidenced in our treatment of others. Modeling humility, Jesus offers many alternatives to violence in dealing with persecution, including in Matthew 5:39, Do not resist one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. In Matthew 5:44, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In Matthew 5:41, And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. In Matthew 7:1, Judge not that you may not be judged. In Matthew 22:21, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Refusing to defend oneself, that is, one's honor, could lead to perilous outcomes in the first century legal context because one was expected to offer one's own defense. But it is absolutely necessary if persecution is to become a ministry opportunity, as we are told, Luke 21, verses 12 to 13. But before all this, they lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. We see this principle illustrated first when Stephen refused to offer his own defense before the Sanhedrin and chose instead to defend Christ. Stephen was the first among many Christian martyrs, but other early Christians risked their lives in living testimony through service, as during a plague in Alexandria in the 3rd century when Christians refused to abandon the city and remained to care for the sick. A recent example of this fearless service is seen among Christian doctors working during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, less so with the AIDS epidemic. A life of fearless service is possible because in Christ's resurrection, life follows death, the origin of Christian paradox. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.